Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, since I was publicly called out as a food shamer yesterday, many of the people with whom I work think I'm a big jerk now. So thanks, guys. Appreciate
it. Oh, yeah,
that.
We did it.
Welcome to John and Tammy in the Morning. All right, so this whole thing started because I'm stupid. And I chose to tell some people with whom I work, while they're eating bagels, as they're actually chewing the bagels, you know, eating a donut's much better for you than eating a bagel. I'm like, what are you doing? Shut up. And they're looking at me like, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. Shut up. Well, I brought this up and had them chastise me to apologize to them. Turns out it was a gang up on John calling me a food shamer.
Well, you were. Yeah. You definitely did.
And it turns out that I have this reputation, apparently, that I am a habitual food shamer. I look at it as I'm trying to use the skills that I think I have to help educate, to maybe make someone's palate more sophisticated. You know, we all know that kid that won't eat anything but macaroni and cheese their whole life. Do you want to be that way? I'm here to stop that. Producer Jess calls me out saying I won't even go to Olive Garden.
You won't.
No. I'm Italian.
Okay. Listen, you know, you are a food snob. You do food shame.
I don't food shame. I just want to educate. I will not say I shame.
You food shame, but shame. Courtney and PB wants to defend you, John.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I just wanted to tell John that I'm exactly like him. I am from a small town. I'm from Minnesota, like him. And the particular chain they were just talking about was the nicest restaurant in our town. And I used to love the breadsticks too, Jessica. But I would never go there now. Like, the whole point of living in a bigger city and having more options is the fact that you don't have to go to chain restaurants anymore. There's so many options that if anybody ever offers a chain as an option, I'm like, oh my God, I can't even be friends with you. Like, how would you ever choose that over some like mom and pop shop or something that someone actually spends their heart and soul into? And I just can't even imagine going to a chain restaurant nowadays. I also like, when I cook at home too, I feel bad because people don't want to cook around me because I will be, like he said, he wants to help people. Like, he wants to help them do better and change their palate. And I went to culinary school, so the same thing, when people cook around me, I'm always like, no, don't do that. Like, yesterday we went, I went to somebody's house and they were filling deviled eggs with a spoon and they looked so gloppy and horrible. And I'm like, you have to pipe that in, dude. Like, you can't just use a spoon, make it look good. But so many people don't want to cook around me because they're like, God, she's going to judge us. But it's not that. I truly just want to make your life easier. It's so much easier to just pipe it into the egg than just try to get it on the spoon. And then your fingers are gross because you're trying to swipe it off. Like, let us help you. We really aren't judging. We just want to help you do better.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. My God. I have found the female me.
Yes, you have.
Now, I know what you're saying. You're saying, John, I thought you were the female you. Yeah. But no, Courtney is the female me.
Right?
I am all about the deviled eggs. Mm. All about the deviled eggs. Tammy thinks she's all about the deviled eggs.
I think I make very good deviled eggs. You've never had my deviled eggs, John.
I've had your mashed potatoes.
Okay, first of all, that was 6 years ago.
I had your cornbread.
Oh, my. Okay, no one ate that cornbread. Nobody ate that. That went straight to the garbage because it was a recipe fail. However, you have never had my deviled eggs, so you can't judge them already.
I'm not judging anything.
Yes, you are. 833-287-1037 is our number.
Wanda's on the 94. What's up, Wanda?
Hey, hi, John. Hi, Tammy.
Hi,
everybody. You guys inspired me, though. John's bringing in deviled eggs, and Tammy threatened to bring in her own. So why not have a deviled egg off? See who's is better.
Oh, it wouldn't be fair to Tammy.
Oh, my God. Okay. All right, I'll make some new ones.
I will
make some new ones. And what we'll do is we will blindfold Jessica and Tanya,
okay,
and we'll ask them which ones they like better.
Okay. I will sacrifice for this.
I'm ready to do it.
Okay.
All right. May the best person win.
Okay, Wanda. We've got breaking news. Egg battle 2019. All right, Wanda had the suggestion since I've been called a food snob, and Tammy thinks that her deviled eggs are better than mine, that we're going to have a deviled egg off. And I wasn't nervous until I saw Tammy's eggs. May I say Tammy's eggs? Well done as far as the plating.
Thank you. You've never had them. So
I've never had them
before. That's why I said you couldn't judge them until we did this. That's how we ended up here.
I wouldn't judge them before I tried them. That would make me a food judge and a food snob. I would never do that. Welcome to John and Tammy in the Morning on 103.7 KSON.
I like how you're all saying ha-ha. So producer Jessica and producer Tanya are blindfolded in the studio. Right behind them, our promotions guy, Nick. Hi, Nick.
Hi.
All right. Nick is going to hand off.
Hi.
So as you can see, there's two different kinds of deviled eggs there, Nick. And I want you to give each of them the same one at the same time. Okay. And they're going to try them.
Okay. Deviled egg one, okay. Deviled egg two. Okay. May I describe the egg or no? I mean, it doesn't really matter that they, right?
They're deviled eggs.
Okay. So, well, but there's different. They're very different.
Then they can describe how they taste.
Okay.
Well, they're certainly different.
Ladies, try deviled egg number one. Here you go.
All right. Okay.
Pop it right in there.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Good.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Mm. Give your description, Tanya.
Mm. Very creamy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's a kick at the end.
There is some spice to it. A little salty. But pretty good.
Okay.
Pretty good.
Jess?
I agree. The kick at the end really gets me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, it's needed.
Mm-hmm. All right. So you need that kick. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's good. All right. So now deviled egg number two. Hand those off, Nick. Thank you.
Can I just tell you that putting the egg in the hand feels so weird.
Yeah.
It's slimy and odd. That's okay.
That's what she said. What? Okay. I'm sorry, what?
Go ahead.
This one already feels like a little heavier.
Okay.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Oh.
Boy, you've messed up that bandana to beat the band right now. So the second.
Oh, yeah. Wait, hold up.
Hold up.
Okay. I'm okay with
this. Is that?
One. There's some bacon on this.
There is bacon.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
The little crunch, which I really like. I like when there's different consistencies, you know, creamy, crunchy, and not too salty. What, even with the bacon?
Mm-hmm.
There's something else in there, like a little spice, like maybe like a sriracha or something. I don't know. There's some kind of spice in it.
Mm. That's very good. There's a little tapatio in there.
Ooh, tapatio.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I wonder if it was Tammy's. That second one. So I'm going to describe my egg first.
Okay.
And I probably need, I get a little crazy about my food. So if some music pops in as I'm talking about my food. So what I did with my, you mentioned cream, a little creamier texture. Oh, yeah. My first egg does have a little of a creamier texture. That's my secret ingredient in addition to the mayo and the mustard and whatever else is there. It's also whipped with sriracha.
What was the secret ingredient? I'm sorry.
That's why it's called a secret. I'm not going to tell you.
Oh, I was going to tell you mine.
Okay, good for you. And it's also topped with a candied jalapeno.
Okay.
And I was worried that the jalapeno might be a little too strong because the last one I did was not, but that would be the kick at the end.
So you girls liked it.
I'm a little worried about the too salty thing, Tanya, and I think that might be your bitterness towards me.
No, I didn't even know it was yours.
But and then I'm a little bit worried about Tammy's.
Right. So we're going to describe mine.
Bacon.
Ooh.
Yeah.
it's like breakfast. It's like a little breakfast egg, right? But it's not too breakfasty, I don't think. And the secret ingredient, I'll tell you in mine, is actually a little butter. The butter is what really creams up those yolks really nice and kind of gives it that rich texture. Uh-huh. So there's a little tapatio, a little salt, a little pepper, paprika, a little tiny pinch of onion powder.
Oh.
Well, okay.
And stone ground mustard.
Then too, then.
Stone ground mustard and mayo.
Wow.
My secret ingredient.
Wait, hang on.
Oh, yeah. I throw a couple of tablespoons of whipped cream cheese in mine.
Oh, nice.
Whipped cream cheese.
Yeah, that helps with the texture.
All right, so I think it's going to be hard to pick a winner because they're both so different, but you're going to have to do it.
Mm.
So who do you vote for, Jess?
I got to go. I love some bacon, so I'm going to have to go with Tammy.
Ooh.
The addition of the bacon really topped it for me.
Tanya?
Why do I have to... Oh.
Just pick which one you'd rather eat the next time.
I would rather eat Tammy's, and that's the truth.
Well,
congrats, Tammy.
Sorry, John.
Why am I still wearing this blindfold?
Because I'm never looking at you again. That's
John,
why.
I'm sorry.
Oh, what a shock.
I'm so sorry.
I honestly thought for sure he'd win.
I thought so too, actually. Well, and
100%.
Tammy, nothing...
Because that's the way. That's the way.
John, I promise it's not... personal. It's not anything again. It's just, it was a little salty. I like the creaminess though. and the bite of the jalapeno.
This is Kelly Danik in the San Diego County Credit Union Traffic Center.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.